The gospel today is from the second chapter of Luke, verses 29 through 32. The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
As I was reading this first reading this week, I was thinking about what to say about it, and the radio was on, as it always is, and the song Signs was on. Signs is a song by the Canadian rock group Five Man Electrical Band. It was originally written by the band's frontman, Les Emerson, back in 1970, when cars were good and music was better. This was from the album Goodbyes and Butterflies, and it's a good one. The lyrics to this song reminded me of the first reading. And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you'll do. So I took off my hat and said, imagine that, me working for you. Another lyric in the sign says, everybody welcome, come in, kneel down and pray. But when they passed around the plate at the end of it all, I didn't have a penny to pay. So I got me a pen and a paper and I made up my own little sign. I said, thank you, Lord, for thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine. Two examples of what the church is about, right? Is it how we look? Is it how much money we have? Let's find out. Our first reading today is from the book of Acts, the 15th chapter, which was written anonymously, but by who historians believe is Luke. So we're all Luked out today. He is also the gospel writer today. This first reading illustrates the beginning of the struggles that we have come to know as what it means to be church together as human beings. There are already groupings of people such as, quote, certain individuals who came down from Judea. Or how about, quote, the circumcised versus the uncircumcised, which we all know had nothing to do with women. Surely the Jews could be saved, right? What about the Gentiles? The early church met together. Yeah, and there was dissension and debate, and people were appointed, and there were reports shared. Sound familiar? And then there were also times when joy was shared, and people testified, and there were moments of silence and listening. That sounds familiar too. The big question of the day was, should we keep getting circumcised? And are we still ordered to follow the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments? We hear from Peter, who is the rock on which Christ would build his church, saying that everyone will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, no matter who they are. James reminds the church that Jesus will rebuild from the ruins the dwelling of David, so that all other peoples may seek the Lord. From Peter and James, we hear about all people being welcomed by the Messiah, not just this special church group that believes that they are the ones who are right. In our gospel today, Luke tells the story of Mary and Joseph bringing Jesus to the temple to be dedicated to God, to be circumcised because he was a Jew. They met a man there who told them what their child would become, who he is, the Messiah. He says it right out loud in front of whoever else was there. This man, Simeon, who was an old man at this point in his life, gave us the very familiar Simeon song, or in Latin, the Nunc Dimittis. Joseph and Mary are amazed for three reasons. Jesus was a gift from God. that Simeon recognized the baby Jesus as the Messiah, and that Jesus would be the light of the world. Simeon's song is now he could die in peace because he actually saw the Messiah. The Jews were all too familiar with the Old Testament prophecies that spoke of the Messiah's blessing upon their nation. They believed that the Messiah was physically going to overthrow the Roman ruling of their government, that this sword-wielding Messiah would literally kill off all their enemies, and because of him, there would be peace forever for all the Jewish people. We all know that this was not God's plan for what Jesus would do. The Jews didn't always give equal attention to the prophecy saying that Messiah would bring salvation to the whole world. They believed that the Messiah came to just save their own people, a specific, special group of people. This is where our first reading and our second reading meet today. Luke makes it clear to his then Greek audience that they should understand that Jesus came to save all who believe. Our church reality today is not so much different from the early days of struggle of the church, is it? We have just given new names for the groups of people who we think will be saved, or to those we think are worthy to add their voice within the church. Some of our divisions these days are the people who wear masks versus those who don't believe that masks work. There are people who have gotten the vaccine versus those who don't feel safe getting it. There are those who want to return to singing in church. And then there are those who don't feel that singing in spaces is a good idea yet. Did the Messiah come here for all these people? Oh, wait, there's more. What about the groups in our church that we call Democrat or Republican, left, or right? How about all the people of every race, skin color, or ethnic background? What about those people who identified as LGBTQIA+, and those who identify as one gender over another? Is it possible that the Messiah came to save them too? There are people in positions of power within the church that use their power to bend the voice of the church to their own agenda. Who can speak? Who is not permitted to speak? None of this is very welcoming to new people who are truly looking to find a relationship with Jesus Christ. So what are our expectations of being a child of God? Do people have to fit into a mold created by our own opinions? At some point, there has to be a truth that goes past our opinions, real truths of exactly who we are. What we have come to understand is that Jesus is consistent and constant. He is the light of the world for even those who choose to walk in darkness. Even though we can't see it or we don't want to admit it, God's grace through the Holy Spirit is constantly active in today's world. Even with all the bad we see, there is good out there happening too. God will always win. God's will be done. And it doesn't matter who we are or what we look like. The work of the Holy Spirit, or sanctification, is equal opportunity. And the Holy Spirit does not create competition or strife among God's people. So what are your opinions as to who Jesus, the Messiah, came to save? The only way out of the vicious cycles that we create in society is that we allow ourselves to be transformed by the Holy Spirit. And this takes work to make a change in what you think is right. And this work within ourselves doesn't come without pain, but it's pain of growth. We know that the Messiah came to save the entire world. we know who is ultimately in charge, and that the Holy Spirit will get God's work done. Amen.
Amen.